alternative. You're listening to Indie 101.5 CIOI.
Hi, this is Cliff Stevens, and we're rocking the blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's get to it and play some blues.
Cliff Stevens from Quebec. He's a worldwide touring musician. He does his own material, plus he does a fantastic Eric Clapton tribute. His newest release is called Better Days. We've got the title track, and I believe Cliff Stevens starts us off on Blues Source Canada.
Sure. I believe. stand up for what is right.
Stevens from Better Days. Up next, the Durham County Poets, led by singer Kevin Harvey. They're originally from Quebec, now living in Ontario. We've got two songs for you, Back at the Groove Shack and Mean Old Dog. The Durham County Poets from Out of the Woods.
Traveling so long. Good to be back at the Groove Shack now. Well, it feels like coming home. So many wrong turns, so many lonely miles. Sure is good to see familiar smiles. Try so hard to please everybody. Well, you know where that road goes. In the end, you don't please anybody. You sacrifice your soul. You start out telling yourself you got to compromise. You wind up telling yourself a million little lies. But at the Groove Shack. Up, up, step down, down. Feels like I'm back on the right track. I was driving on a dark road, yeah. A highway going nowhere. Can be a lonely place when you don't know who you are. Now you come to the crossroads, you know you've got to choose. Follow your heart, it's your only move. But good to be back at the Groove Shack.
like I'm back on the right track. Right track, mom.
Right. Groove Shack. Groove Shack.
Durham County Poets from Out of the Woods. I just love listening to this woman, Miss Emily. Boy, can she sing it upright. Her newest album is called Defined by Love. We had her on the show just a few weeks ago. We're going to play This Road and Respect Your Mother. Enjoy, Miss Emily.
Well, I know I'm just a baby gotta put in my time. Don't need no one to save me, 'cause I'm doing fine. Ain't no clouds, no, I don't see them, just a clear blue sky. It may be less traveled, but this road is mine. You might call me unrealistic, 'cause I got no backup plan. There's a lot I could be doing with these two hands.
Thank you.
Miss Emily from Defined by Love. Hamiltonian Harrison Kennedy, he's a blues icon. He's got a new album out called Thanks for Tomorrow. We're going to spin the title track, and then we're going to have a chat with Harrison. Hamiltonian Harrison Kennedy has a brand new album out. It is called Thanks for Tomorrow, and we're thrilled to have Harrison join us. Harrison, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
The title of the album intrigues me, and I'm sure everybody has their own interpretation of what it means, but what does it mean to you?
I'm like a traveler. I go around, I play in different countries, I meet people all over the world. I'm impacted by them and what I feel. And the last couple of years with COVID, of course, being actually locked down in France, I couldn't get out because of the COVID. And then finally I did get out. But listening to people's stories, and I started to write. And this title came to my mind because I felt that it's time, it felt apropos to talk about hope. So I came up with a thanks for tomorrow today, because for me, every tomorrow happens in the moment. When you get there, it's just another moment. It's another today. The whole album was about love, about affairs of the heart. And of course, I talk about a woman in it, but in a larger sense, it's for everyone. I did this album for everyone because, you know, when I started out in music, Ken, in Hamilton, Ontario here, I had a blues band. We're called the Bishops. The nature of the business determined that in order to work and to reach more people, I had to expand myself, reinvent myself on a level of being believable. So I did R&B, I did rock, I did country, and I fell in love with all those things. It's like Ray Charles likes country. And we wrote one that won a Grammy. And the reason why I left the chairman of the board is because they wanted to put it out on someone else. We put it out on a B-side. We wrote the A-side, and someone else copied it. And they used our background singers, a tune called Patches, which was huge. And the person that put it out won a Grammy. That was it for me, because I realized that it wasn't about the artist within there. And I said, well, if it's not about the artist, then I there's no point in me being here. And that's why I left. But they had me out, they had me figured out as this wild child, the Canadian and the Canuck in the group. And I just feel comfortable with all genres. So that's why this album, I do everything in it. I've decided to just be myself wherever I feel comfortable. And I was very fortunate to get some phenomenal players, starting with Jesse O'Brien, who just lives about three blocks from me. And these other guys that I worked with them on the last album, which won a Juno. And they're just great guys to work with. The studio where I worked was fantastic. I'm very comfortable. Everybody's very comfortable with one another. So we did this for a couple of years. And Thanks for Tomorrow is the result of it. Well, it's the upside of the downside of the COVID, you know, lockdown. So we spent a couple of years writing it, and I love it.
Steve Strongman told me a terrific story when he was doing his album about you and I Like to Ride. And he said that he just started playing some riffs and you started singing and you went through the song and Steve turned to you and said, I've never heard that before. Who wrote that? And you said, we just did. You made it up as you went along. That's amazing.
We're sitting at the kitchen table. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that right now. I can write a song right now, sit here right now. But I don't know. It's one of my gifts. I don't think about it too much. Actually, I started thinking of a new song yesterday. It's called I Love Coffee. It could save my life. It helped me get to where I was going. I was driving all night, you know, kind of things like that. You know, you can put a groove behind it. And Steve Strongman, who I love this guy. I don't like him as much as I used to like, because I took him golfing and he killed me. This guy can hit a ball forever, man. But it's been 30 years since I played, and I just love this guy. I love hanging with him, and I love his new album. It was a pleasure for me to bring him on board, and I've got ideas to write other songs with Steve.
You've got a couple of special guests on the album, like Colin Linden.
Colin Linden is another guy that, at least I love this guy, too. He started out here in Hamilton. I remember when I first met him, he was a tech in one of the stores downtown, and he was just teaching guitar. But when I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, which by the way, I no longer have, but when I found out that I had it and I told people, he was the very first person that sent me money because it cost $20,000 at the time. And I didn't ask him. I wasn't expecting it. I looked in my PayPal and there was money, $1,000 from him. And it's just his heart as a person. I mean, I love his playing. I respect him as a man. And it's the same thing with Steve. All these guys that I'm playing with, I respect them as men who follow the edict of my mother, which she put this in my brain as a kid. When I was still in bed at 10 o'clock, 10:30 on a Saturday, and she asked me if I was sick. I was 12 years old, and I said, no, I'm not sick. I worked really hard at school all week. I'm sleeping in. She said, oh, really? She said, do you know how far the market is from here? And I thought, why is she asking me a math question? I'm in bed. I said, about 2 miles, Mom. She said, well, I just came back and carried two bags of groceries. We don't have a car, right? I said, no. She says, well, I've got laundry on downstairs, and I'm thinking about doing dinner. I'm going to count to five, and you're going to get up. So she looked at me, and she said, four. I jumped up out of that bed. I never messed with my mother. And she said, son, I'm going to tell you something. You find something to do or I'll find something for you. She said, but I'm going to tell you something. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
And Ruthie Foster as well.
Ruthie's like that too. Like I did a tour with her in Europe, her and I and Eric Bibb and Michael Jerome Brown, another guy that I thought was awesome. And we did a tour. And then one day I was at the Junos Awards and a fella came up to me and said, Ruthie Foster is going to do a tour across Southern Ontario. I said, oh, that's nice. I really like her. She says, yeah, but she wants you to open for her. So I said, that's good. So I opened for her. And then I called her when I was doing the album and I asked her, would she mind singing on the open tune? She said, you got it. And you know what's lovely about the modern day, man? You can do things, you know, you don't have to pay for a plane. You don't have to, you know, you can just do it over line. And she did it. Like I went to Jesse. Jesse got in touch with her. We laid the tracks down. She did it. It came back and she just kicked butt. Good old Ruthie. Love her. Yeah. It's a love fest, man. Yeah.
You've performed with a multitude of musicians. Is there one that stands out in your mind the most that you really enjoyed working with?
It was kind of not scheduled. And I was on stage in Detroit City. But I was singing and I saw these two people coming to the stage. 1968, I think. I was singing with the chairman of the board. And I was singing. And I saw these two people get up. And I see these two people get on the stage. And they get closer and closer and closer. And then I recognize it's one fellow's being led. It's Stevie Wonder. And I said, little Stevie Wonder, God, he's like 6'2". I'm 6 foot. And he gets up on the stage and he starts talking to me when I'm singing. You know, I'm singing, I'm feeling all right. Hey, hey. And I said, hey, do you know this tune? And, you know, and because I had the mics on people. He said, yeah, I know it. I said, well, take the next verse and I'll play the harp. Well, I got a lot of jobs playing harmonica down there with Marvin Gaye, with everybody. And so I started playing the harp and I was in the key of G, which to me was like the top of my range. He came in an octave above me in G. To me, it was that was a thrill. The other time I had a thrill when I was sitting behind Ray Charles on the plane, and I started stuttering because I was so excited. I said, excuse me, sir. I said, Ray, I said, I really appreciate and love your music. My name's Harrison Kennedy. He says, what's your name, son? I said, Harrison Kennedy. And he says, oh, don't, you know, he says, you know, the first time I met Nat King Cole, I was like that too. Nat King Cole told me that we stand on the shoulders of giants. And he said, so where are you going? I said, well, I'm going up to California. I said, Canada. I said, I'm going to be singing on the Soul Train. He said, what's the name of the group? I said, the chairman of the board. And he went, oh, give me just a little more time. He started singing the tune. Oh, man. And then he told him what he was doing. He was doing a radio show in Vancouver. Someone says, I didn't know that you knew Ray Charles. I said, yeah, I opened for him for a week. He almost got me fired because we were drinking wine in the back when my band was just playing the intro for me. He says, well, he just said that you were his favorite blues singer in Canada.
Your album is fantastic. Where can folks get a hold of it?
It's on Amazon. And I guess Electrify Records would probably be the best place to go.
Harrison, it's been great chatting with you.
Well, thank you very much, Ken. And I was excited. I still get excited about this. This is great, man. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
When I talk to an icon like you, I'm surprised I'm not stuttering.
You're part of the team, you know, and we need you, you know, and I'm so glad that you are part of the team and that you feel that way about it.
Okay, Harrison, all the best. You take care of yourself. Keep healthy.
Okay, buddy. God bless.
Sugar and spice, dreaming of you being in my life, been checking you out, sure been checking you out, got a vision of sharing it with you. Well, I keep trying to catch your eye, praying you'd give my love a try and start checking me out, child. Oh, check me out, I'd be so happy hooking up with you. Checking you out, child.
checking you out. They say love is blind, my eyes are open wide, checking you out. Checking you out, child. Sure been checking you out. Trying to catch your eye. Praying you give my love a try. Oh, yeah, try.
Chatting with Harrison Kennedy. Again, the album is Thanks for Tomorrow. From Kitchener Way, we've got Elliot and the Audio Kings with their new album, two songs, Courage by the Bottle and My Mind. The release, So Much to Do. Elliot and the Audio Kings.
She wants something you got. You're talking all night, it's time to get for real. Yeah, stop wasting time, tell her just how you feel. Get on the dance floor. By 2 o'clock, she'll be walking out that door. Come on, man, you gotta move your feet. Will you say you can't dance or just follow the beat? Got the nerve to use your pickup line. You better hurry up, cause you're just wasting time. You know they're selling Courage by the Bottle at the bar. It won't last you too long, it won't get you very far. Pickup line. wasting time. You know they're selling courage by the bottle at the bar. It won't last you too long, it won't get you very far. Won't last you too long, it won't get you very far. Won't last you too long, it won't get you very far. Won't last you too long, it won't get you very far.
And the Audio Kings from So Much To Do. From Toronto, we've got the actual Goners. Tristan Armstrong and Duncan Simmons, the two of them get together and call themselves the actual Goners. We're going to enjoy Molasses and Nagging Dart. The actual Goners from their new release, Lost Highway.
Getting duller. Tired minds begin to bloom.
and all it covers flickers in and out.
Don't try to fight it yet, bright as day. Trees are burning just to light your way. They're on the trail trying to have their way. You keep on fighting till another day.
Actual Gunners from Lost Highway. And we're going down that highway because it's time for us to get out of here. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. I am Ken Wallace. We're going to leave you with a little Steve Dawson and the Telescope 3. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on Indy 1015. Blues Source International is coming up next. Thank you.